While many Pittsburgh public schools have a mix of experienced and new teachers, some schools primarily have just one or the other. The district says this is largely due to differences in turnover rates. 90.5 WESA's Zach Goldstein reports on why some schools make teachers want to stay and others make them want to leave.
Pittsburgh public school teachers have a median of 13 years of experience in education. Rebecca Smith teaches first grade at Whittier Elementary School in Duquesne Heights. She's taught there for 3 years and says there are challenges to being a new teacher, such as knowing what to prioritize.
It can be pretty difficult knowing what aspects of the curriculum I probably shouldn't use as opposed to the ones that are really beneficial.
Her school has plenty of experienced teachers, allowing the more senior educators to support their newer colleagues.
I like having a group of people that have that experience, you know, that I can go to and get advice from.
According to 2017 data from the Pennsylvania Department of Education, the median teacher at Whittier has nearly 20 years of experience. Because there are so many seasoned teachers, it's easy for them to find the time to mentor the handful of newer teachers. But not all teachers who begin their careers in Pittsburgh have this level of support. At schools that take on many new teachers in a short period of time, it can be a challenge for the few veteran teachers to find time to help all of their new colleagues. Stephanie Lapine teaches at Pittsburgh Montessori in Friendship, where most of her peers have 5 years of experience or fewer. She says mentorship is important, but doesn't happen as much as it should.
Though the desire is there, the actual ability to spend your time doing it and energy is difficult to muster.
She says that mentorship is particularly crucial at Pittsburgh Montessori so teachers can learn best practices for implementing the Montessori method of education successfully. While Pittsburgh Public Schools has a new teacher induction program that meets monthly, Brian Glickman from the district's Department of Human Resources says a lot of mentorship is left up to the schools. For example, Stacy Seesox has taught at Pittsburgh Public Schools for over 2 decades. She says that back when she was a new teacher at Colfax Elementary in Squirrel Hill, she didn't have many opportunities to be mentored by more experienced colleagues. Now that she is teaching at Whittier, though, she enjoys collaborating with younger colleagues like Rebecca Smith.
It's insightful for me to hear her, like, her fresh, enthusiastic ideas, and then it's good for her sometimes to hear me say, like, that's a little over the top.
Some of those fresh ideas involve ways to incorporate technology such as PowerPoint games into the classroom. Fulton Elementary School in Highland Park is another one of the schools with the most experienced group of teachers in the district. The median teacher at Fulton has taught for 19 years, with many of those years spent at Fulton itself. Principal Karen Arnold is proud that teachers have so much loyalty to what she calls the Fulton family.
There's a lot of teachers who are now teaching the children of the children that they taught 15, 20 years ago.
Arnold says that Fulton is able to attract and retain teachers so well in part because teachers take the initiative to collaborate.
I think that the teachers look out for each other, they support each other, they guide and mentor each other, and this is a very great place to work at.
The district does not ensure that all schools have a balance of new and experienced teachers despite the benefits of having a mix. Nina Esposito-Viscaitis, president of the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers, says it's best to let teachers stay where they are doing well.
You don't want to have to hold people into a school. I mean, I was a teacher for 22 years. You want it to be in a place where you want to be.
While the district doesn't force teachers to move around, Pittsburgh Public Schools no longer gives an advantage to more experienced teachers when there's an open position. Despite this, there remains large differences between schools in how experienced teachers are. The union says it has been working with the American Federation of Teachers and Pittsburgh Public Schools to figure out why some schools are hard to staff. Esposito-Viscaitis says a strong principal is the number one way to attract teachers. Teachers also want a good team of counselors, adequate supplies, and lunch and bus monitors to make sure the students are safe. She says schools without these are often plagued by high rates of turnover.
All of our schools should be places where people want to teach.
She hopes to use these findings to improve the schools that struggle to attract and retain teachers. I'm Zach Goldstein, 90.5 WESA News.